Start over.
Shit. It hasn't been recording. God damn it.
Kabuzima
gacha.
So that's Sony, my amazing friend, travel companion, drinking buddy, refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and now he's an American citizen. We met because we both worked at the same refugee resettlement agency.
My own experience is I went through many things, especially like losing friends, family members.
So Sony is not Congolese. He's Banyamulenge, an ethnicity with an incredibly long and complicated story. So to cut it short, his ethnicity historically and currently lives on the border of Eastern DRC and Rwanda. When lines were not drawn on ethnic lines or lines that benefited the native people in the continent of Africa at all, his family was on the DRC side. So not only is Sony a refugee, he was also in the military. He fought for his ethnicity. He has seen and done a lot of things like this.
And then the attack happens. They shoot like three people in one bed. They shoot someone in the middle. Or they shoot someone front or back.
Yeah.
They shoot someone on the head. You survive. They shoot someone on the leg. They die.
Through all of these types of experiences, Sony tells me that he's happy. And this is his philosophy.
I'm very happy with all of losing friends because it wasn't my fault. If something happened when I had the control of it and ignored it, then I'll feel guilty probably the whole of my life. But if it's not my fault and I had no power to stop it, I just let it go and then accept it.
Yeah.
It's not something for one day, for 2 days. I just let it go because I know I'm not guilty. It's not my fault. I leave it. I let it go. Then I enjoy my life. Life is short.
With all that Sony has experienced, he finds comfort and happiness in knowing what he can and can't control and doing the best at what he can control. Realizing what you bring to your own life and what life can bring to you is one of the most valuable lessons I've learned through Sony and other strong people I've had the pleasure of knowing throughout my time as a refugee social worker. And maybe the lesson of knowing what you can and can't control seems trite, but the peace gained from such a lesson is anything but ordinary. To showcase Masters of Resilience, I'll end by sharing something I recorded back in 2016 in Barada, Uganda. Sony and I were on a trip visiting his friends, and they welcomed us to one of their choir practices. The church was built from logs of wood with a dirt floor and a corrugated roof which the African rain had just finished pelting. Inside, choir practice was held. They sing.
I don't deserve anymore.